good to have you with us. Hello there. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. Michael McCall is our producer. Matt Gubensky will talk to you first when you call in to join us for today's conversation. And Rich Jesse is monitoring the conversations on social media. Hey, Debbie, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're asking the question today, how has the rosary changed your life? That's what we're asking today, and we really want the Take Two family to weigh in on this. How has the rosary changed your life? Talk about anything, any aspect of the rosary. Maybe you just really started to be devoted to the Holy Rosary on a regular basis and you're starting to see the fruits of that. Maybe you have always done that as a family or as a couple. Very important. We would really love to hear from you. And I agree, Jerry, it's Monday, so we get started with the week, right, with going into a topic like this, especially when we just had this weekend with the inaugural Mass of the Holy Father. Wow, was that powerful. Amazing. I mean, incredible. I couldn't get enough of it. It was so beautiful. And we just live in a really, I think, wonderful time for all of us to start diving deeper into our faith. And the rosary is definitely a part of that. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and as most of you know, I am a couple of years now back into seminary formation for the priesthood. I would not be where I am today, nor would I have done, I don't think, any of the things that God has raised me up to do, enabled me to do, empowered me to do, whatever you might call, over the last 20, 30 years, were it not for the rosary. I could tell that story, but it would take a long time. Just real briefly, my mother gave me a rosary for my birthday many, many years ago, and I thought any mother who cares enough to give her child a rosary, I should care enough about my mother to learn how to pray it. And of course, little did I know that my spiritual mother was also behind it. Both my biological mother and my spiritual mother were behind that. And once you become a regular prayer of the rosary, your life can't help but change. So, and I know, Debbie, you could probably share something similar, but I want to echo that phone number again, because we're talking today about the Most Holy Rosary, how it has impacted your life, changed your life. Maybe you've gotten answered prayers through going to Our Lady through the rosary. 833-288-EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986.
This person that I'm about to talk about was very devoted to the rosary on a regular basis, prayed the rosary every evening with his wife. And, you know, today, Jerry, if I may turn the attention to this for a moment, because especially our Take Two family in the Guadalupe Radio Network listening area has been praying all week. The patriarch of the Hall family, Patrick Hall, passed away this morning. And if those of you are not familiar with the Hall family, Toya Hall is the founder of Guadalupe Radio Network. And her husband, after a very long bout of cancer, Patrick, 75 years old, took his last breath this morning. And a lot of prayers have been going on around the world for Patrick and the family. But there's something that Toya shared with me. And you know, Toya's been going strong for over 25 years, trying to reach more souls with the gospel message using the radio. And Guadalupe Radio Network is going strong. And she just truly is a woman of faith. And she believes in the power of prayer. And she sent this text over this morning when she shared with all of us that Patrick had gone home to meet the Lord. She said, there's such a strong force. Such a strong force when someone takes their last breath. She said that, and I'm trying hard not to get emotional here. She said that when Patrick took his last breath, right before that, he was looking into his son's eyes, and it was as if he could see right into his soul. Mm. And then he left to meet the Lord. Mm. And wow, I really thought about that a lot this morning. And I'm thinking, you know, the veil is so thin when somebody dies, right? And it's so painful on those that are still here, right? But for that person that is going into eternal life and who has lived a life, you know, devoted to the Lord. And I can tell you, I know for a fact there were many, many nights I wanted to talk to Toya. And she says, Patrick and I are just about ready to say the rosary. Mm. They were devoted to the rosary. Mm. It's really quite interesting, Jerry, and I agree with Toya. There is that incredible time as that soul is making that movement towards God. What do you say to all that? You're going to be experience a lot of deaths as you know, God willing, when you become a priest, you're going to see a lot of death. What do you say to all that?
Well, I've always said it's a sacred moment. I think I would encourage parents, if you have, if there's a grandparent, an elderly person in your family, really somebody of any age, don't be afraid to take your kids to the bedside of somebody who's dying. Maybe they don't have to be there when they die or whatever, but just to get them to have a sense of peace of what is going on. You know, if God is involved in that, it's a very sacred process. It's a very sacred moment. And yes, Debbie, like Patrick taking his final breath, I have seen probably four or five people in my life literally take their last breath. Mm-hmm. And it is so powerful. You wish you could lean over and breathe life back into them, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. See. Yeah. So if we can keep the I know we're both getting emotional. If we can keep the Hall family, I know Toya is counting on the continued prayers for the entire family, for Patrick and the whole family, and masses. You know, that's so important. We have masses said, Jerry.
Amen. So when you pray your rosary, that's the topic of today's program on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. As you pray your rosary today, please remember Patrick Hall and the Hall family and all of the Take Two family. We are nothing if we're not a praying family. We've been saying that for almost 10 years now. June 15th will be 10 years of this broadcast. And by the way, yesterday was 45 years since I did my first shift at a radio station when I was 18 years of age. So it was St. John Paul II's birthday and a big important milestone for me as well. So I just thought I'd mention that. Mm-hmm. But how has the rosary changed your life? That's what we're talking about today. Already, Rita, Grace, Greg, and Patricia are lined up. We have one phone line that is open. If you would like to be among the first group of callers today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're honoring Almighty God today in and through His Son, and of course through the saints and the Queen of Saints, Queen of Angels, our Blessed Mother, and her Holy Rosary. How has it changed your life in any way, shape, or form? 833-288-3986. Your phone calls are coming right up. Stay with us. Very good to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Wanted to quickly get in the eternal rest prayer for Patrick Hall and for anyone who has passed away. We all have loved ones who have left mm-hmm. this earth. Maybe we have people that we know and love who are dying right now. So let us just quickly pray. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. And that is the goal of this life, is to rest in peace in the next life. So mm-hmm. that is our prayer for all of the Take Two family. Going to get right to your phone calls after I mention a kid's faith adventure. Get your children and grandchildren together. Class is in session. Get this. EWTN Kids Faith Adventures features a variety of faith-filled television programs for children of all ages, including Cat Chat, The Friar, Children's Rosary, which we're talking about today, the Rosary, also Tompkin and Blaze, Masterpiece Donut Shop, and more. Visit EWTN.com/kids to learn all about EWTN's Kids Faith Adventures.
Okay, we're going to talk about the rosary today and how it has changed your life. So when a line becomes open, start calling. And start calling right now because we have a back area, waiting area. So you could start calling, and we'd love to get you on air. See how many calls we can get, really shouting to the world today how the rosary has made a difference in your spiritual life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Our first caller is Rita. And Rita, I have pronounced your city many different times at The Rock. I'm going to let you do it in Ohio, listening on AM 1260 The Rock. Go ahead, Rita. Say it the way you would like to pronounce your city.
Sure, it's Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls. Okay, I love it. Thank you, Rita, for calling. God bless you. And tell us how the rosary has impacted your spiritual life.
Thanks. I'm a revert of about 10 years now, and talking to Mary, I just had to put on the back burner while I studied some other things. And so I started praying the rosary only because people I respected did it. They told me it was life-changing and powerful, so I had to relearn the Hail Mary, and I started praying the rosary. I found it so mentally laborious. It was really hard, but this is a discipline I needed. I was not used to, especially thinking of a mystery while praying the prayers, I found difficult. But I stuck with it, just like practicing a song 1,000 times so that I could play it well. I got better at it, and I found that the mysteries told a story, and my imagination got more imaginative. And I found this, too. If you love your earthly mother, you might find it easier to love Mary. But if you learn to love Mary, you will then learn to love your earthly mother very deeply. That was a beautiful change, mm-hmm. appreciating my own mother here. And also, I just want to add, my husband, who just 7 years ago was very anti-Catholic, became Catholic and now prays the rosary with me.
Oh,
so we are equipped for the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is awesome. You're very blessed. I need to tell you that, Rita, that you pray with your husband, because Jerry and I have an outreach ministry called Stand Tall, and it's life coaching. And the first thing we ask when we do couples coaching, when they start to have problems in their marriage, is when did you stop praying? And especially the rosary. And so you are very blessed that your husband has joined you with that and you're praying the rosary. That's going to keep you very tight and very committed. I love that, Rita. But go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just going to say, Rita, you've taught a very valuable lesson to, I think, a lot of people who might be new to the rosary. You use the word laborious, but I would say it is that, but not in sort of the negative connotation that it has. What I mean is there really should be an intentionality about it. We really do need to try. We need to put in effort to be intentional about meditating on the mysteries and so forth. But the other side of that coin, and the beautiful thing is, if we happen to pray through the rosary and we get through it and we say, what have I just done? I was so distracted in all of this, Our Lady still accepts that as well. So I think there's two sides to that coin, and you've really helped to bring that out today, Rita. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners in the Take Two family do as well.
Yeah. Any other final comments, Rita? You started the conversation, so however you want to finish it to set the tone and the pace, you go right ahead.
Thank you. I will add two things. One is all Christians would love to talk to God for an hour. They'd like to pray for an hour. I found that very hard to do. But when I became Catholic and I was equipped with all these prayers to help me, an hour is not enough.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to add is we actually did get some counseling through standtalltoday.com. And it was marital counseling. And here we are today.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to make us cry even more today. Wow, this is going to be an emotional broadcast. Thank you so much for sharing.
A shout out to Lisa.
Okay.
Life coach Lisa.
Yeah. Life coach Lisa. She's amazing. Yes. I love her. I've spoken to her. She's helped me out. She's amazing. She is incredible. So that really made our day. Yeah. Thank you, Rita. Thank you. God bless you. Wow.
Thank you, Rita.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic way to start this conversation, talking about how the rosary has changed your life. Let's go to Patricia in Chicago listening today on Alexa. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Well, thank you for letting me speak with you.
Sure. You're welcome.
I can't hardly hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Are you hearing us okay?
Okay, now I can.
Good.
Yes, the reason I called, I never thought I'd call, but the reason I called was I've never told this story to another person. But many, many years ago, more than you were born, my husband and I were, well, we weren't newlyweds, but we were very young. We were married. We had a 3-year-old boy, one going on 3, and a baby girl. And we moved to the country, and we didn't have a phone yet. That's back when, if you had a phone, you were lucky. And we didn't have a phone yet. The man was supposed to come and deliver it that day. And I was cleaning and putting things away. And my son got away from me, and I couldn't find him. In the meantime, I had to keep running back to the house. I'd run and look for him, couldn't find him. And at that time, I was very devoted to the Blessed Mother. And I can remember begging her to help me. Help me, please help me. And I finally took my daughter, walked to a neighbor's, and we got the police out. And he was found drowned in just in a short, in a small pond. And even now it's hard for me to speak about this. But I just, after that, I don't remember really saying the rosary. I always had the rosary with me in my purse or someplace, but I just put it away. And in the last 2 years, I've seemed to have developed an affinity to say it. And now, usually every night with Father Grischow on EWTN radio, I say the rosary with, and it does give me a lot of peace and comfort. But I hope I, you know, I'm trying to take up your time for this. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my call.
Oh, please don't worry about taking up our time, Patricia. We are here for you, and we are so very, very sorry to hear of this. Mm-hmm. It goes back many, many years, obviously, but when we love deeply, you know, the pain never fully goes away, and I think that's a good thing because it shows how much we love. But, Patricia, what you've done is you've really turned to the one who understands more than anybody else, you know, the loss of a child, the loss of a son in particular, and this was, you know, not just any son, but the Son of God and also the Son of Mary. And, you know, she had to live through, you know, his horrific passion, his death on the cross, and then, of course, the resurrection. And we as believers, you know, we believe, as I'm sure you do, Patricia, that your son will be resurrected, you know, at the last day, and we will all be together again in you know, rejoicing in eternal glory in heaven. So we have that to hold on to as well. But definitely, Debbie, Mary is surely the one to go to for anyone who has lost a child.
Oh, absolutely. Patricia, our hearts are aching. And as moms and as grandmothers, we can, it's the most painful thing to have to bury a child. But Patricia, we absolutely look ahead and we look up and we look at the big picture and we pray hard and we hold on together as the body of Christ. Only if you feel comfortable, Patricia, can you give us your son's first name? We so believe in the power of names.
Yes. Well, his name was James, but we called him Jimmy.
Jimmy. Okay. Well, Jimmy.
Yes.
Will,
I'm glad you said that. I forgot about telling you that. But I do wish you would. I have such a closer relationship with the Blessed Mother now than I ever did before.
Sure.
So
sure.
I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to her son, to Jesus, and I, you know, I know he wanted me to be close to his mother.
Absolutely. Indeed. Absolutely. And Patricia, just so you know, because we are the body of Christ, when you're praying that rosary with everyone else on the radio with Father Benedict Groeschel, I'm doing the same thing at that same time. So I'll be remembering Jimmy, okay?
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Your program is lovely. Thank you both for being on it.
Thank you for being part of the Take Two family, Patricia. We love you. Mm-hmm. And thanks for your call today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, talking about the power of the rosary. How has that power made itself manifest in your life? How has it impacted you? How has it changed your life? Joseph has something to tell us about that in Pennsylvania, listening on JMJ Radio. Hello, Joseph. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yes, you were asking about how the rosary has affected my life.
Sure.
I'm up in age in the 70s, and when I was 12 years old, about my mom got very sick, and she passed out, and we had to call the ambulance. And I went out on the front porch watching the ambulance leave, and I was crying, and I was inspired to say, "Blessed Mother, I will promise to say three Hail Marys every day for the rest of my life. If my mom pulls through this, and if she's okay, and if she would be healed." And they took her to the local hospital, and they had removed a tumor from her stomach. And the doctor said it was a 20-pound tumor the size of a basketball.
My goodness.
And it was intertwined between the intestines. And they removed that, and she pulled through it okay. And she never had any problem with it after that. And so I remained faithful as best I could to say at least three Hail Marys every day. And I'm praying the rosary every day and have been for years now. Mm-hmm. And I attribute that to the Blessed Mother. And she has been giving me signal graces and other inspirations. And I love her and she loves me. Mm-hmm. And she's really enhanced my faith in Jesus and the Father, Yahweh, the Holy Spirit. And I will never forget my grade school, parochial school, Holy Rosary School in Duryea. And I love them all, the nuns and all the saints in heaven, and especially my mother. And she had inspired me with the rosary ever since I was, I think, able to speak or walk or whatever.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so Joseph, I have to go first because I'm a mom.
Yes.
Okay, did you ever tell your mother that you did that?
You know what? I don't think I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I should have, but I don't think I needed to. I think the spiritual affinity was right there all along.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the one that had inspired her, and my grandmother mm-hmm. had inspired me to pray the rosary. And, of course, Holy Rosary School, we used to all during the month of May have the start out the day with prayer and the Holy Rosary, and have a procession around the classroom and crown the Blessed Mother statue and everything like that. And I'll never forget it, and it's all been a big part of my life, and it's really bolstered my faith throughout my life.
Well, what a beautiful, heartfelt gift that you kept with you your whole life that you gave to your mother. Wow. You have to imagine that the good Lord is smiling on that, Joseph, because that is such an honoring of your mother and our spiritual mother. You nailed it just like Padre Pio used to do. That's what Padre Pio did. And I mean, wow, that's powerful, Joseph. I'm an emotional wreck. You go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was going to say, with a name like Joseph, you better be devoted to Mary. What do you think, Joseph?
Yeah, well, we have Teresa, Joseph, Peter, and Paul.
Oh, boy.
And two miscarriages, and Patsy died at the age of three from pneumonia. Uh-huh. Patricia, so... yeah, we're very holy family, and very in tune with the Blessed Mother, the Mother of Jesus.
Absolutely. Sure sounds like it, Joseph. Well, when you say those Hail Marys and Thanksgiving to our Blessed Mother, think about the rest of the Take-Two family and those of us here on the show team, if you would. Thank you, Joseph. You hear the music there. It's time just for a very, very quick pause. When we come back, if you're on the line, stay there. We're asking you, how has the Rosary changed your life today? This is your show, Take-Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio.
A very emotional broadcast today on Take Two, but that's what we do on Take Two. That's the way we roll. You know, we laugh together, we cry together, we get emotional together. We live as the mystical body of Christ, and then we count on the Take Two family to do that each and every time we go live 5 days a week, and we've been doing that for almost 10 years. I know every time I say that, everybody goes, wow, 10 years. And it has been such a great journey to be with the Take Two family. family. So we love you guys very much, and we're growing each and every time. So keep joining the family by calling 833-288-3986. Okay, Jerry, back to the phones we shall go. And John is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, waiting so patiently on EWTN.com. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great, John. How about you?
Good, great, thank you. And first of all, congratulations on this 10 years that's coming up.
Oh, thanks.
You guys were born the same year my son was, 6 months after.
Oh,
nice.
It's fantastic, guys.
We feel honored by that.
I've listened to you guys since then.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, John. That's awesome.
Well, I want to tell you, Rosary, I struggled a lot in my, you know, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I struggled a lot through my whole life. And up to the point where I got married, late in life at 46. And, you know, turned out that my wife had an alcohol problem. And I struggled on how to deal with that. I was angry, you know, and wasn't dealing with it properly.
Mm-hmm.
I started praying the rosary daily. It gave me peace.
Mm-hmm.
Learned how to deal with that without being angry at my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up now to 4 rosaries a day. You know, my son sees me, you know, praying the rosary, especially when right before Mass, make sure I always get in there 20, 30 minutes before Mass starts. You know, any other time I'm in a church, if it's just a school event, whatever it may be, you know, I pray the rosary. All the people just sit there and talk, and I pray the rosary there. And, you know, it has given me peace, you know. And, you know, my wife is, you know, back in the hospital again. Went in yesterday, and I'm hoping that things will start turning around after 13 years of dealing with the alcohol issue.
Right.
That's been off and on in her life. It has helped me drastically. I'm so grateful for the mom.
Yeah. Well, John, she is the Queen of Peace, and she is the mother of the Prince of Peace. And so it is no surprise that you have had this peace come into your life amidst what has to be an extremely, you know, chaotic situation that you, like you just admitted, you know, it's been 13 years, and we're so very sorry to hear about this. We are definitely, Debbie's got the prayer book out for every show. We're going to definitely add your wife to the prayer book, but also you and your son. Mm-hmm. And just one other little, you know, comment that I would make is that, you know, you probably understand this, John, but as the husband and the father, you know, God has set the family up, if I can put it that way, so that the husband and the father is the head of the family, the spiritual head of the family. You are bringing down graces, untold graces that you don't really see or really probably even going to experience or know about right now, but they are mounting up, they are accruing, and you're going to see the unfolding of these blessings and graces. I have no doubt about it, Debbie. I'm sure you probably feel the same thing.
Absolutely.
But mm-hmm. I could say a whole lot more, but Debbie, you go ahead.
Yeah, no, what Jerry said was beautiful, John, and you're being such a model for your son, and that's huge. And that does have incredible merit and incredible fruit now and to come. But I have a question for you, though, John. How is your son doing with all this? Is he okay?
Yeah, there for a while, you know, he was really concerned. I mean, 2.5 years ago, she was in ICU, mostly because of she had COVID pneumonia. And she already had bad lungs before to begin with and stuff, because her health is not good because of the drinking issue. That was probably the most difficult where you know, he was dealing with it, where we're crying on each other's shoulders at night. He's doing good with this, try to show him that, you know, we got to continue to, you know, love mom and help her out and do whatever we can to get her through this. because it's an ugly disease.
Sure. Yeah. But John, it sounds like you've got the prayer part and the peace part covered, which is great because that's keeping you steady. It's keeping you grounded. It's keeping you focused. And that's wonderful. Are we specifically, I just need to know for the prayer book, are we specifically praying for somebody or some program to come into her life to really and truly help her through this?
Something, you know, I sometimes don't even know what to pray for other than that she'll just quit the drinking, you know, that, you know, she turns her nose up when I say about AA and stuff, you know, and mm-hmm. doesn't want to admit that there is an actual issue when she knows deep down inside that she does have this issue because she talks about wanting to quit.
Okay.
She just this high anxiety, such a high anxiety issues that she has. And a rough life that she had growing up, you know, with the abuse and things, I think it just all had piled up on her. And that was, you know, I told her that alcohol was her friend, and it's not a friend. It's a fake friend, a friend that's destroying her.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And it'll take her down, you know, eventually to the point where it's going to be hard for her to recover if she keeps up this pace. So here's, John, we've got her in the book. We've got you in the book and your son, just like Jerry has said. But just if I may just add this. Please, if you could, in addition to the rosary, obviously Lady Undoer of Knots, okay, the novena to Our Lady, praying it over and over again for people and programs and resources to come into view so that she can have an open mind and be receptive to it. Also, John, let's add a little fasting to what you're doing. And what I mean by that doesn't have to be fasting from food, but fasting. But along with fasting, you want to add almsgiving. So you want to give and fast at the same time. Okay, give and fast at the same time. Let's get a little forward movement here to see if we can get this moving in the right direction for her and really, really go for that big miracle. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, John, you've been a longtime listener of the show, so you know this. The Take-Two family is global, and it is a powerful, fervent praying family. So you can be assured that you've got people mobilized in prayer already right now, and that prayer will not stop. That will continue along. So I hope you feel yourself surrounded by those prayers, and just know that they're going to be powerful, especially your prayers, John, as I mentioned before. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you. Call us anytime here. We hope to get, maybe you can call us not too far down the road with some great, great news of a praise report. But we'll be praying, John. Thank you so much for your call today. We're going to go to Peabody, Massachusetts. And it is Dita listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Dita. Did I get the name of your town right?
Hi, Dita.
How are you? Yeah. Is it Peabody? Is that how you say your town?
Yes. Peabody, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Very good, Jerry.
You know how I know that, Dita? Because I go to the seminary in Weston, Pope St. John the 23rd, not too far from where you are. So I've heard people pronounce your town Peabody. So I love the way they pronounce your town. And we're so glad that you joined us to talk about the rosary. So what do you have to share?
Thank you. Yes. I never call. I get anxious and stuff to talk about my stories on TV or on radio, but something pushed me to call today that I have to call, you know, to tell my story and other people can learn or, you know, a lesson. So I come from from Albania, a communist country. I grew up without religion, no churches. And even my mother, my parents couldn't teach me my faith because they were afraid I would go talk to my friends or school, so she couldn't teach us. But in 1990s, the communists fell and there were churches open, and my mom started to practice the faith, and I would see her, but never knew, you know, I didn't think the prayers and forth and the rosary, you know, I didn't get it. But then maybe after 20 years, I had problems in my marriage, and my mom, she told me you should go on your knees, pray to the Blessed Mother. She she'll help you with everything. And that's what I did. I listened to my mother. I went on my knees, started praying the rosary. And it things didn't change. I changed. I was more calm, more peaceful, you know, toward things. So, and then right after, I asked my husband to pray to stay a little bit together. And, we all started praying together. So now we pray together. It's been like maybe 15 years, almost every day, with the church every day together. And that's how it started. And we pray for every day. You know, I know we still have like, little problems, but, you know, the prayer helps us a lot.
Well, you know, Dita, we have the Ten Commandments, and the fourth one is honor your father and your mother, and nobody did that more perfectly than Jesus. And who are we to do anything less than what Jesus did, and that is to honor his mother. And, of course, we honor our earthly mothers and fathers as well. And like you may not have heard the very kind of around the beginning of the show, I mentioned something similar, a story almost very similar to yours. It was my own earthly mother who gave me a rosary for my birthday one year, and in honor of her, I wanted to honor, you know, follow the fourth commandment and honor my mother. So I thought, well, if she cares enough to give me a rosary, I should care enough to pray it. And what happens then is we get close to our spiritual mother, and I just like to say, buckle up. You know, when you get close to Mary and get a devotion to Our Lady and start praying the rosary, things, amazing things are going to happen. Not always things that we would necessarily ask for. You know, she will assist us through trials in life, you know, the crosses that we have to carry in life, but also the great blessings and joys and graces. And so what a beauty. And of course, she cares so much about the family and marriages too, that I'm not surprised that Dita's marriage was strengthened by the rosary. And now it sounds like she and her husband have a beautiful spiritual bond in Christ, mm-hmm. and practicing their faith together.
Well, yeah, another couple praying the rosary together, which is going to keep the marriage tighter and closer, and it's very powerful when you have prayer together. So, Dita, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart and your journey. I mean, you probably have helped thousands of souls today with your testimony. So thank you, Dita.
That's why I wanted to call. Thank you for having me.
You're
absolutely.
Welcome. God bless you.
Yeah, anytime. Call us anytime. I know, beautiful calls today. Jerry, before we get back to the phones, I wanted to share Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year. It's every night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Father Mike Schmitz guides you through the entire Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes. If you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, then this is for you. Father Mike Schmitz does a great job. He really does. And I have to tell you, it's becoming very cool to be Catholic right now, especially with Pope Leo XIV. And I will tell you, it's just so amazing. The buzz is out there. Everybody's looking into the Catholic Church, or at least curious about the Catholic Church. And that's a very good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Great global exposure to the last several weeks, really all the time now with social media. Eyes are always on the church, and we certainly pray for all those whom God is touching their hearts right now, hopefully leading them home to the Catholic Church. We're talking today about how the rosary has impacted your life. Michael has been a very patient listener holding in Boise, Idaho, listening to us on EWTN.com. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day in Boise. Blue sky, chilly, but beautiful green and all the beautiful flowers. I can't believe it. God is great on Mary's month, for sure.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So I just wanted to share about, 25 years ago, I met some people, young people in the church, and we were praying together and working on a project called the Living Stations of the Cross, and that's when I really started to pray the rosary more regularly. And I started to actually pray it I was living in Portland, Oregon at the time. We have Modern Day Radio, and they had the radio rosary at 7 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning when I was driving to work. I had about a half an hour commute, and that's how I really learned how to pray the rosary. And his father was a priest of Portland, and they recorded him many, many years ago, and they played every morning, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I just got ingrained in my head, and then I just, all of a sudden, I started to go to confession more often, attend Mass more often, including daily Mass, and just really repent and reform my life. And that led me to the seminary, and I wasn't called, that didn't work out, but still I just really, it just brought me closer to Jesus and Mary, of course, and I continue to pray the rosary almost every day. And this Jubilee year, it's been awesome. I've really been able to contemplate the mysteries, and it's been wonderful. So I've had a great experience of Marian devotion. The Litany of Mary is also very powerful. I love the titles of Mary, and going to churches and interior and, you know, seeing those particular depictions of the titles, like Mystical Rose, mm-hmm. House mm-hmm. of Gold, and that's just awesome.
Well, and, you know, Michael, you were listening just a minute ago. I'm sure when you were on hold, as I said, you know, when you start to draw near to our Blessed Mother, I use the phrase buckle up. You know, what you just described, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more that you could share, but it really epitomizes what I was talking about. Wouldn't you say that, you know, when you have that relationship with Mary, what does she say in Scripture? You know, do whatever he tells you. And when we follow Jesus, see, following Mary is ultimately following Jesus, because she points us right to him. She doesn't want any of the glory for herself, and Jesus allows her to share in his glory, because there's nothing she denied him when she was on the face of this earth. And that goes for every one of the saints. There's no prayer that Jesus will not deny them, as long as it's in accord with his will. But Michael, wouldn't you say that, you know, life becomes quite an adventure when you get to really closely connected to Jesus through Mary?
Well, that's an understatement, Jerry. I became, after leaving seminary, several years later, I became a hospital chaplain for 5 years, and that was an adventure, an understatement. I'm embarking on another adventure in Minnesota, hopefully teaching Spanish at either a Catholic high school or an academy in Minnesota. And I have that gift of, you know, being able to speak Spanish. Certainly I worked hard at it, but I also have a gift for languages. So I also pray the rosary in Spanish, Italian, German, sometimes Latin.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you know what I took away from your, or I'm taking away from your story, Michael, is this idea that when, like you were talking about Mystical Rose, and this idea of exploring the greatness of God and his mother, right? It's this idea that it never ends in us unfolding our understanding, or I should say grasping and receiving the understanding of how big God is. And that's my takeaway is this idea that, you know, some people will say, well, the rosary, it can be boring. You know, it's the same thing over and over again. That's not it at all. When you look at it from the angle that you're coming at it from, Michael, it's huge, and it just keeps growing. What would you say to that, Jerry?
I would say amen and amen. I can't add anything to what you just said. It's very eloquent, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, the blessings keep coming, the graces keep coming, the invitations from God to do more and more for his kingdom keep coming. And Michael, you're living that out, brother. We're certainly going to be praying for you, whatever God has planned for you in the coming days.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much,
Michael,
for calling. Thanks for listening.
And we're pretty impressed. You get to pray the rosary in all these different languages. I can barely pray it in English, Michael. That's
right,
really
blessings,
cool.
Brother. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Michael.
Good. Wow. Yeah, we're going to got time for a couple more calls, good Lord willing here. So, Greg, hang on, in Michigan. Donna got in right before you. Donna's in Boston listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna. Are you with us?
Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Welcome.
You're on the air. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had the volume down.
Okay.
Debbie, I called in about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I spoke to you.
You
and
did.
You encouraged me not to stop saying the rosary.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
So, okay. So I have to tell you, since that day, I've tried to find ways to keep my attention, and I use the Hallow app, and there's so many different ways they offer. Like, one of them was with Scott Kahn. Am I saying his name right? mm-hmm. where he does a scriptural rosary, and mm-hmm. there's scripture in between. I'm going to stop crying. Debbie, I can't even tell you. Every day since the day I spoke to you, mm-hmm. after I spoke to you, and I realized going through my notes how Pope John Paul II, Pope Francis, they were so devoted to her, and why can't I get it? Why isn't it coming to me? Well, I made an effort, and I do it every morning, and I think I'm going to start saying it at night, too, because it just works so well for me. But can I tell you that I found her? She's right there, mm-hmm. just as I am so connected to my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. I can connect with him. I go to him. He's what I always go to when I need help, and he's always there for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, she's yeah. right there with him.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, praise God. Yeah. Yeah, that was all. But Donna, but you, that day that you called, you know how many souls you probably helped? And the blessings just flowed to you, and you had this huge epiphany, and you get it, and now you've got it, and now you'll keep it, right?
Oh goodness, yes, and it's so, the feeling is warm. The only mm-hmm. way I can describe what yep. I feel from her is she's yep. there, and oh, yeah. you can remember, just know that next year when I do my second confirmation class, I will bring this to the kids just as much as I brought confession to them. Oh, beautiful.
Praise be to God. God yeah. is good, and he loves us so very much, and he wants us to hold Mary's hand, and that's what you're doing, and that's why that warmth, you're feeling the love of a mother. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Donna. Good to hear from you. As promised, we'll get to Greg in Flint, Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Greg. Thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hi, sure. Greg.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, yes. We can hear you fine.
Great. You want me to start?
Yeah. Tell us about how the rosaries impacted your life.
Oh, certainly. Probably nothing as impressive as what you've heard so far. But in 2017, I was working for General Motors, and I got into a situation where I had to transfer to another plant. And the commute was going to go from 15 minutes a day one way on the way to work to 40 minutes to my job. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get out of it. I tried to navigate around that so I wouldn't have to leave the plant that I was working at, and it wasn't going to happen. I had to take the other job. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do? How mm-hmm. What good can I get out of this situation? And ultimately, it came down to, it gave me time to say the rosary every day on the way to work. And it's something I've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. and was now able to do that. That was back in 2017, and I've been doing it ever since. And it's gotten to the point now where I'm able to say the rosary at night at 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, with Rosary Across America on Relevant Radio. And the beauty of all this is that it is deepening my Catholic faith. It has brought me to the riches of what we have, this treasure trove of having the gift of faith to be able to go to be a Catholic and to enjoy the sacraments and the scriptures and the traditions and
Well, Greg, for the sake of time, forgive me, I got to jump in here. You hear the music there, but you have made an amazing discovery, Greg, that a lot of people before you have made, and now because of your witness to the rosary and praying it on your commute, you're really sanctifying that drive that you have every morning and every afternoon. You're giving a lot of people the same idea. We have a lot of choices when we drive. We can get angry. We can get upset. We can listen to divisive talk radio. We can do a lot of things, or we could pray. And Greg, you have found the secret of doing that and praying the rosary. So thank you so much for, wish we had more time to hear what you had to share there. Marie in Lansing, Michigan, I wish we were going to get to you as well. But that is all the time that we have for today's program here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about what's your biggest fear. All right, that's tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you, the show team. Thank you, Take Two family. Until we speak to you again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. God bless.